Have you ever been so captivated by a book that the world around you disappeared? That's the magic Rebecca McClanahan reveals in Word Painting, a guide that has transformed thousands of writers' approach to description. Far from being mere decoration, description forms the foundation of powerful writing. It's not about flowery language, but about seeing deeply and translating that vision into words that engage all senses and emotions. Description creates the illusion of reality, establishes characters and settings, builds tension, and unifies themes through recurring imagery. When done masterfully, it transports readers completely into another world, making them forget they're reading at all. Familiarity dulls our perception, so writers must recapture a child's fresh vision. Description begins with focused attention, studying objects intensely and noting their sensory details. Concrete words like bumpy or frayed create vivid images, while vague terms like lovely merely tell without showing. True imagination transforms ordinary moments into meaningful experiences. Children exemplify this creative vision, combining playful exploration with intense focus. They view the world from varied perspectives, lying in fields, peeking through cracks, spinning in circles. Description starts with naming, finding what Aristotle called the proper and special name of a thing. Writers can't perfectly recreate reality, but can convey their experience through precise word choice. Writing convincingly about any domain requires mastering its vocabulary, whether distinguishing between tints and dyes in a beauty salon or understanding laboratory procedures in biology. Word choice must evoke specific images and emotions. Milky, bloodless, and alabaster all denote whiteness but create different impressions. Milky invites touch, bloodless suggests illness, alabaster implies otherworldliness. Even word sounds matter. Ripple feels light with its short I, while words with long O sounds like stone convey weight. While our culture privileges sight, ignoring other senses creates an incomplete experience. Before an infant's eyes can focus, their other senses, nose, mouth, hands, and ears, are already exploring the world. Smell, our most primitive and emotionally evocative sense, links directly to memory centers. Writers can evoke scents through familiar comparisons, historical settings, or by temporarily muting other senses to heighten olfactory perception. Touch requires proximity. A body must be close to feel. While eyes perceive distance, touch bridges physical and emotional gaps through contact. Sound imagery draws readers in through direct naming, unexpected adjectives, dry crunch, or onomatopoeia, like sizzle. Effective description relies on active prose with specific nouns and dynamic verbs. Strong verbs animate even static scenes, making bones push under skin or blood shimmer. Removing filter words like he noticed or she felt brings readers closer to the sensory experience. Multisensory description connects with readers on a primal level that visual descriptions alone cannot achieve. Metaphor isn't something you simply stick in to make writing more poetic. It's a fundamental way of perceiving the world. From Greek metaphora, meaning to carry over, metaphor occurs when qualities of one thing transfer into another, bringing to the mind's eye something that has never before been seen. The most powerful metaphors emerge organically from authentic sources rather than being artificially inserted. Coleridge distinguished between fancy, the mechanical assembling of images that calls attention to its construction, and imagination, which effortlessly blends images into a unified whole. This imagination springs from emotional involvement, from what he called predominant passion. Every writer develops what poet Stanley Kunitz called a constellation of images, recurring patterns that emerge from our origins and passions. For Kunitz, his father's suicide before his birth became the central metaphor informing his work. For McClanahan, her infant sister's death shaped her recurring images of doubles, sidekicks, and lost children. These personal metaphors give writing its originality and emotional resonance. Characters embody our writing. They are our words made flesh, but they don't exist until we describe them on the page. Effective character descriptions must appeal to the senses with specific, fresh details rather than relying on bland statements like a tall, middle-aged man with green eyes. Characters must exist somewhere. Their physical spaces and belongings reveal as much about them as their bodies do. When characters feel flat, they often lack a suitable background against which to develop. The right setting not only places characters physically, but can mirror their internal conflicts. Like puppeteers bringing inanimate objects to life, writers must breathe life into their characters through movement. Generic activities like reading the newspaper should be broken down into specific actions that reveal character. Scowling at the Dow Jones averages, or wiping ink-stained fingers on a monogrammed handkerchief. What makes your favorite literary characters memorable? Often, it's not just their actions, but the small, specific details that make them feel real. The way they fold their newspaper, their particular manner of speaking, or the objects they treasure. Description is fundamentally shaped by the position from which we observe and record details. Point of view functions as an automatic focusing device that selects and organizes descriptive details. Once established, it eliminates the need to include every sensory detail, only those the narrator or character would notice. First-person narration offers clear advantages: a narrow field of vision, providing a single focal point for descriptions, and instant intimacy between narrator and reader. However, it presents unique challenges. Everything must be filtered through the narrator's direct experience, and the narrator cannot see their own body or actions unless looking in a mirror. Third-person narration varies in scope from objective, like a camera recording only what can be seen, to omniscient, with godlike knowledge of all characters' thoughts. Limited omniscient narration offers a perfect middle ground, restricting access to just one or two characters' inner lives while maintaining the ability to describe external reality objectively. All good writing creates tension that compels readers to turn pages. Description and plot aren't separate elements, but allies that strengthen each other. While plot focuses descriptions, description shakes narrative by lending immediacy, controlling pace, and modulating tension. Though readers often believe description slows a story's action, description can actually modulate pace, speeding up or slowing down as needed. To effectively control rhythm, writers must understand character motives and alternate between scene and summary, showing and telling, breaking and accelerating. Rather than clumping descriptive details at a character or setting's introduction, effective writers scatter smaller bits throughout the narrative. This technique avoids static descriptions while providing continual proof for readers. Some writers deliberately withhold descriptive information to build tension, a striptease method that makes readers wait patiently for revelations. When you find yourself unable to put a book down, it's often because the writer has mastered this dance between revelation and restraint, using description not as decoration, but as the very engine that drives the story forward.